Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. It appears Governor Tim Walz and legislative leaders are not any closer to a special session next week on gun violence. The governor proposed the special session start Monday, but he's the only one who can call it. He would like all lawmakers to come in and state on the record their position on an assault rifle ban.
I'm not asking them, I think they should vote for it. I think the data shows that. I would like them to vote for it, but they need to vote their conscience. But to simply stop us from being able to have this discussion, to be able to run it out, to be able to do that, very, very frustrating.
Republicans countered they would like to include committee meetings and public hearings on any new legislation during the special session, just not holding lawmakers to a vote. Former State Senator Nicole Mitchell reported to Ramsey County Corrections this morning to begin her six-month jail sentence with work release privileges. Mitchell, a Democrat from Woodbury, was convicted of breaking into her stepmother's Detroit Lakes home in April of 2024. 13,000 Minnesota National Guard soldiers are not getting paid during the federal government shutdown. Director of Operations Colonel John McRae says they still showed up at their armories on Wednesday.
So we're in the process of an orderly shutdown. So full-time employees such as myself reported to work to conduct that shutdown. Additionally, we do have some federal employees that are in a furlough status right now.
McRae says upcoming drill weekend training is canceled due to the lapse of appropriations. National Guard members will receive back pay when the shutdown ends. Prosecutors have yet to charge a 22-year-old man accused of posing as a 17-year-old student at White Bear Lake Area High School. Police say the suspect remains in custody on unrelated charges. School officials believe he used a fake ID and documents to enroll, but aren't releasing any other information. In other headlines, the parents of a toddler who died after falling from a Roseville balcony are facing charges. Hanad Jama and Aisha Ali are each charged with two counts of second-degree manslaughter. 15-month-old Hiba Hassan fell to her death back on July 6. The couple was charged by summons and is scheduled to appear in court November 5. The 2026 Grandma's Marathon Weekend in Duluth is already a sellout. Marketing Director Zach Schneider says they moved more than 19,000 people through the registration process in 12 hours.
The half marathon was sold out yesterday in an hour and 15 minutes. The 5K followed shortly after that in just under 2 hours, and then woke up to the news this morning that the marathon had sold out in 12 hours. So certainly good news for us.
A wedding celebration in Maplewood turned violent over the weekend when the best man allegedly shot a guest in both legs. This is MNN.